President Reagan's funeral comes at a time of dramatic events around the world, including preparations for a transfer of power in Iraq. When Iraq's interim government was chosen last week, most members of the old governing council lost their positions. In her final days on that job, Salama al-Khafaji also lost her son. He was killed when her convoy was ambushed as she returned from truce negotiations in Najaf. NPR's Emily Harris has her story.
Salama al-Khafaji still has a political job. She'll be part of the team inviting Iraqis to a national conference on the future of the country in July. She has one goal in mind.
The most important thing now, which I'm looking for now, keeping Iraq out of violence. Because we have violence in a lot of places in Iraq. We have violence at home. We have violence at the streets. And we have violence about our country in general.
Khafaji was appointed to Iraq's governing council after another female member was assassinated in a drive-by shooting last September. A spray of gunfire caught Khafaji's convoy 2 weeks ago as she was traveling to Baghdad from Najaf. Khafaji says the last car in the convoy was designated to provide cover. It did. She wasn't hit. But the cover vehicle was. Her son was in that car, along with a favorite guard.
The car rolled over in the river. My son and the other guard were not dead. They go inside the river and they hide, but they came and shoot on them and killed my son.
The guard was also killed. This happened along a stretch of road known to be extremely dangerous. Khafaji had spent the day in Najaf working with other Shiite Muslim leaders on a deal to stop the fighting between U.S. forces and the radical young Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. She was hurrying back to Baghdad to try to talk with American officials. Asked if the work was worth losing her son, Khafaji said yes.
I say that if this needs losing others, we will do. It is very painful, but I was also thinking about my guard. He is, because my son, he is only a guy, 17 years old, but my guard was older than him, and he has a child, and he has a wife, and he has a family also. There are a lot of people who have lost him. I have lost my son, but a lot of Iraqi women have lost their children.
Khafaji sees herself as living how she thinks is right. She's a devout Shiite who covers herself in black. She considers herself a women's advocate. But other Iraqi activists despise her support for Sharia, or Islamic law, because they feel it stifles women's rights. Khafaji did not go to her son's funeral. Her longtime religious leader and top advisor, Sheikh Fateh Kashif al-Ghita, explains why it's common for women not to attend.
The center of emotion, we think it's in the woman. The positive emotion. If I put this positive emotion in a burying and dying, I will give on her a bad influence. So she will begin to shout and be crying, and this is not good for her.
Khafaji smiles at this and says she didn't go to the funeral because she needed to take care of herself, not the others she would have seen at the gathering. Khafaji is married and has three living children. In addition to caring for them, she splits her days between her former governing council office, which she gets to keep for a while, and Sheikh Gita's study. Under a whirling ceiling fan, surrounded by books on interpreting the Quran, Khafaji is spending a lot of time thinking.
Naam. Alaykum salam.
But contemplation is constantly interrupted. First one phone rings, then another. Khafaji is preparing to run for office in January's election.
I have to do that because this is my country and I like to build it.
Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.